This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to my world and your world, because that's what this show is about. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. Coming up, we got a little serious and a little fun. That's kind of how we roll here. Plus the mailbag, because that is all of you responding to various things that we've talked about and what's happening in the world. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Just a quick reminder that you can always zing me your thoughts through the miracle of the internet while it's working anyway, 24/7. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk to one of my favorite forensic psychologists. That would be Dr. John Huber, about something very serious. What does it mean when you choose a Halloween costume, like a zombie or a witch or a ghost or a political figure? What are you trying to tell the world? I don't know. I thought we'd have a little fun with it. We've talked to John about some serious things in the past, the stress that's going on, what's happening with the pandemic and the tug of war over masks and everything else in between, and social media and what that's done to some people, both good and bad, and how when you don't set limitations, it can be, for some people, just disastrous, because it's the roll on, scroll on, where you just keep scrolling all day long, and you're like a voyeur in everybody else's life, and you're not living yours. That's what Facebook did the other day. When Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp went down, people who do that constantly found themselves with time on their hands. And I think there were lots and lots of people that found themselves in that situation. Plus, what's on tap? So what's happening with the Supreme Court? What's happening on the Hill? What's happening when it comes to the laws that are being twisted in different directions, depending on where you live? What's happening with the Hurricane Ida cleanup, like in Louisiana? We got a little bit on that as well. But first, let's dive into what a lot of people are talking about. One of them is the whistleblower, Facebook, and the other is the U.S. and defaulting. That hasn't happened before, and now we're in this debt ceiling crisis. So what does it mean if there actually is a default? Because there's always been that threat, but it hasn't happened. And then the oil spill off the California coast. You know, it actually was reported on Friday, but somehow surfers had their boards on their back. People had picnic baskets, the ones who were playing a little hooky, and they were going down to Huntington Beach thinking it was just a normal day. And then all of a sudden, they realized that there was an oil spill because, oops, somebody forgot to tell them. Yeah. It's not all doom and gloom, by the way, in California, because somebody won a $700 million lottery. They did. Powerball. A single ticket sold in a place that I lived for 3 years of my life. I was a television anchor in Morro Bay, California. I was actually in San Luis Obispo, but I lived in Morro Bay. And somebody won the seventh largest jackpot in U.S. history. Hey, I'm feeling pretty good. I won $30. Well, $34 if you count the cash option deal for Mega Millions. Yep, I'm on that train. Somebody said to me, well, if you don't ever play, even if it's just a ticket here or there, how do you expect to win? All right, so who wins with this whistleblowing situation? I think people are addicted to Facebook. And, you know, there is some good that happens with Facebook. We've had some amazing people on that have created communities and have done some really interesting things that Facebook has set up. Messenger has been a tremendous app for a lot of people. But the Facebook whistleblower talked about a couple of different practices. Francis Hagen, a former project manager at Facebook, leaked a massive trove of internal documents to the Wall Street Journal, and she told a Senate subcommittee that Facebook put their astronomical profits before people and asked for congressional action to rein in the tech giant. This was something that she said. She said, we can have social media. We enjoy that connection that connects us without tearing our democracy apart or democracy, putting our children in danger and sowing ethnic violence around the world. So these documents that she released unearthed some revelations about what the tactics were in the pursuit of growth, including bids to market its products directly to children, documents underscoring the severity of the platform's public health misinformation crisis, and internal research that found its Instagram platform is destructive to young girls' mental health. So what about Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook CEO? He broke his silence with Congress demanding answers after that testimony. And it's pretty interesting what's happening here. I watched the interview that she did and a little bit of what happened on the Hill, and she said she didn't think it was malevolent. She said she didn't believe that what Facebook was doing was malevolent, that it just came down to realizing that what was it that drew people in, that got them engaged, and what was it that sold stuff, products, ads? Well, being on the platform longer, of course. Certainly that's part of it. So we'll see where all of this ends up. But I think you can expect to hear much more from the Facebook side of it, as well. And somebody said to me, well, how could she have those documents? There is a whistleblower protection act where if you're a whistleblower, you can have documents and you can legally secure those documents. So I guess in her case, since she was there for 2 years and worked in a specific area and had those documents, she was able to do that. All right, the debt ceiling, what happens now? I mean, you know, what's next if nothing happens? Do we scramble to try to pay the bills? Because really, it's what it's like. Think of, in your life, have you scrambled to pay the bills? But we're not in charge of the pot of cash, because I'm not on the Hill and you're not on the Hill. It's the people we elect that have put us in this vulnerable situation. How many times? Again and again and again. And so the Republicans are saying, you know, we're not going to take a big bite out of this. We're not going to have a deal. We're not going to have this mega deal. And Joe Manchin in particular is one of those guys that's saying, yeah, we're not having any kind of a mega deal on infrastructure, so you can forget about it when we look at the debt ceiling, because then that becomes part of what's on the heels of it, right? So there's two big things that are happening, infrastructure and then ultimately what happens with debt ceiling. Are there going to be agreements? Are there agreements that can possibly be had at this point? And I think that what's going to happen to do this is that Biden's going to have to pull a trick out of the rabbit's hat if it's not going to get resolved amicably between the Democrats and the Republicans. $28.4 trillion debt limit reinstated August 1st. Since then, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has been keeping the nation's finances afloat by using emergency accounting maneuvers. That sounds bleak, doesn't it? Sounds bleak. I don't know. I think filibuster is starting to rear its head. John Huber next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making groceries more affordable and accessible to all customers, providing an easy way for families to have access to healthy and delicious food. SNAP recipients can use their EBT card benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins. Plus, eligible SNAP orders are conveniently delivered right to your door. No membership required. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers and exclusive deals on beloved products. This month, shoppers can save on select products from top brands, including Nature's Path cereal and granola, perfect for starting the day or an after-school snack, and Tyson products, including selections of top-quality chicken that are a delicious main course at any family meal. For more information, to enroll your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/snap.
It's a big deal for a lot of people because they can let loose. Adults as much as kids, right? It's not just about the candy and ringing the doorbell and trick-or-treat, that kind of stuff. It's much bigger than that, for sure. In fact, consumers in the United States expected to spend an all-time high of about $10 billion. Do you hear what I said? $10 billion for the Halloween season. So, you know, you compare that to last year at the height of the pandemic, and that's a significant increase over $2 billion U.S. dollars. Where does that come from? This is according to Statista.com. They've crunched those numbers and looking at a couple of different things with costumes and candy and everything else that Halloween is all about. Who better to have on the show? It's been far too long than our pal, Dr. John Huber, a clinic forensic psychologist and CEO of TripSitter.Clinic. We could talk to him about so many things. All right, I'm going to guess before you even say, I can hear you laughing there. You do not ever, maybe when you're a small child, but you don't dress up as a cowboy. I am totally thinking you would be full-on vampire.
The last really like major was Dexter.
Oh, I love Dexter, and it's coming back.
It is. I'm so excited.
Me too. We're going to have to be texting each other about what we think, what they're doing there. But, oh, wow, Dexter. I love that you were Dexter.
And for I think for obvious reasons. You know, I mean, I'm a forensic psychologist, and I work with serial killers. And I've sat in courtrooms. I've sat in prison cells with them. You know, I've analyzed their crime scenes. And there's something seductive about the dark side. And it just, you know, I don't want to really have any empathy for them. I don't want to feel the motivations that they have, but I love exploring that mindset. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It does. And like you said, especially with what you do. I mean, now everybody in America, you made it sexy, but now everybody in America wants to be a clinical forensic psychologist because of all the television shows. And everybody thinks they're one.
Well, you know, and no power to them. It only took me 18 years of advanced graduate school to do it. And you know, but I did get a little more education than I actually needed just to be a forensic psychologist. But look what it's given me opportunities to do, you know, from running TripCenter.clinic to actually, you know, spending some time with Son of Sam and getting to go through actual, you know, historical John Wayne Gacy's painting collection and his instruction set and getting correspondence, you know, and listening to audio tapes ad nauseum from all these different people, going and seeing the actual crime scene evidence and laying my hands on stuff that, you know, it was funny because I taught at university until 2017, and so much of my exposure to the big famous serial killers happened after I was a professor, and the people who gave me access to them said, if you were still a professor, I would never give this to you because I don't want it to be scientifically analyzed so much that everybody feels like they understand it.
Ooh. Wow, and that's interesting.
And after I dug into some of it, I totally got it. You know, when you have this kind of evidence, you know, and you're holding it in your hands and you know that this was something that took lives or was part of somebody's life that was taken away from them far too early. It's surreal. I mean, I don't really know how to explain it, but it definitely makes me push my motives of we have to laugh every day because there's so much heinous stuff that goes around us. And it's one of the reasons why I love Halloween, because we have that moment to be able to poke fun at it. You know, I love Dexter because that first season, the dialogue, that self-talk that Dexter did, I had heard those statements from serial killers sitting in their prison cells and talking with them and interviewing them. They did such a good job of taking those inner talks, those inner voices of these serial killers and making them understandable through Dexter.
Yeah. Wow, that completely makes sense. So when people are listening to us and they're going to these costume parties, and I do think that's, you're right, people let loose. It's this kind of a weird time,
yes,
but a good time to laugh and whatnot. And I can tell you what I've been. I've been Wonder Woman. I've been a vampire. I've been Snow White. I was a piece of pizza once with a whole bunch of pizza. We won't even go there because that was naughty in a sense. I didn't realize it.
I think all of them, when you put that piece of pizza in there, all of those pulled together. And I do study Freud a little bit, but we won't go there on the air. Maybe off the air you can give me a call or we can.
Yeah, we can talk about it another time. So what is it about superheroes, Superman, Wonder Woman, Catwoman, and like our alter egos? What does that say about us?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things going on there when we talk about any kind of costume. We have this obvious, it's in your face kind of a thing. You know, you want to, you know, emulate and push it. You love the character. You want everybody else to love it. But then there's those psychoanalytic, those back behind the deep, dark side of you that maybe you don't even want to admit, but it's your time to express that. Maybe you want everybody to think you're a good person and you're really using it to cover up. You're that slightly sociopathic person who doesn't really believe in all this happy-go-lucky stuff, and you'll play the part, but you don't want anybody to know it, so you've got to really superimpose that every opportunity you can. And what better way to do that than being Captain America?
Yeah, boy, that is true, right? And what because maybe it was our good pal Ryan McCormick who threw this question out, and I thought, that is interesting. What types of costumes do you think reveal signs that a person is highly intelligent? Because I want to wear that this Halloween.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, as a psychologist, one of the things I do is IQ testing, and then I start, you know, getting to know the person, my patients and things like that. And what I see is, you know, something that takes ingenuity. You know, we talk about those homemade gifts or homemade costumes, and you know when somebody has real skill and they really spend time on it, you know, and then those homemade ones, when they take a box, and the next thing you know they're a fire engine, or you know they're you know, space ghost or whatever. Who it, you know, that is a significant sign of intelligence, and you can just pull things together and make it work. And what I love, another thing I loved about Dexter was, you know, I pulled this stuff together. My wife played one of my victims. We wrapped her in saran wrap, and we put red paint on a couple of levels of the saran wrap. And saran wrap is interesting. You know, it looks clear, but you start wrapping it, and after a few turns around you, you can't see through it.
Wow.
So, you know, she could wear shorts and a T-shirt underneath it, and we wrap her up, and all of a sudden it looks like she is naked.
Wow.
And then you have that blood on that outer layer, which, you know, red paint actually works the best. Gives you a good kind of candy apple red paint, especially on plastic like that. You don't have to worry about it getting off your skin. And, you know, and then, of course, I work at hospitals, so I've got these wonderful hypodermic needles with no needles actually on them, just the syringes. And everywhere we went, every year we did it, everybody knew who we were. And it was such a boost. You know, I did it, I pulled it off, and I didn't have to tell anybody who I am. When you have to start explaining things,
yeah,
you didn't do something quite right.
Right, right. I totally agree with you. Well, this has been fun chatting with you. And next time we want to talk about TripSitter.com. I'll tell everybody to go there. We're going to talk about microdosing.
TripSitter.clinic.com is a resource for people who want to find out about psychedelic mushrooms and LSD. But .clinic is where you go to get ketamine treatment at a psychedelic level.
Nice. So TripSitter.clinic is where we'll go to find out more about that. But I'll have you come back on and we'll talk about that.
Please, and maybe you can come on my show.
I love it. Anytime, Doc. You know that. Happy Halloween.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have an amazing evening.
You too. Thanks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last week it was meetings at the White House with legislative leaders. Today it was a visit to Michigan, where President Joe Biden continued to sell his two legislative priorities, the huge infrastructure bill and the even bigger social spending plan. He says America used to lead in many things, including innovation and jobs and overall with its economy, but then
we stopped investing in ourselves. We're risk losing our edge as a nation.
Many
Democratic lawmakers on a Senate panel today said it was Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg who really should come in and answer questions of lawmakers about Facebook and how it operates. As a company whistleblower did appear before the panel today, Frances Haugen, accusing Facebook of harming kids, stoking division, and weakening democracy. On a pretty good day on Wall Street, the NASDAQ gained 178, and this is civilians working for the Department of Defense are now required to roll up their sleeves, the Pentagon explaining in a memo issued Tuesday that all 700,000 civilian employees must be fully vaccinated against coronavirus by November 22nd. It comes after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered military members and personnel in August to get their shots. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis is going after Attorney General Merrick Garland again. On Twitter, the governor accused Garland of going after parents who are simply angered, legitimately so, he says, at the school mask mandates. That was in response to the Attorney General's order to the FBI and to prosecutors to work with local officials to fight what he called a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against American educators. And this is USA Radio News.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Hey, hey, everybody. I think we're back at it once again as I am jumping off and on the stage. So in this segment of the show, it's where we usually go to all the people who send in their thoughts on the show at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Just click on contact and boom, there you are. So we gave our mailbag guy the day off, and we're just going to head straight to the mailbag. So without further ado, let's go to our first couple. How about this one from Nick? And he says, Kate, what's going on with that California cleanup? Supposedly there was, seemed like there was sort of a cover up in the beginning of this. Now you got people all over Huntington Beach cleaning it up. Obviously surfers and people that would normally use it can't be there in the middle of that. And was it truly that anchor that split that pipe? Yeah, it's really disconcerting, right? So an anchor hooking an oil pipeline, they think, caused it. I mean, you know, it spewed more than 100,000 gallons of oil into the Pacific. So the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, that's a mouthful, said in a notice to operation owner Amplify Energy that the pipeline has been pulled like a bowstring. That's how they explained it. So at its widest point, it's about 105 feet away from where it was. So it's kind of like a semicircle. And there's no confirmation of a boat or any kind of a vessel or whatever above the site of the spill, but there is a response team that is working with other agencies to figure out whether a ship was in the area, because that is also the thought, like, okay, if it got pulled, what stretched it? What happened? But it's a 4,000-foot section that was displaced, and so it was split. You know, about 105 feet and a 13-inch split. That would probably be your source, and that's what happens. So that's how you got so much of that crude oil into the Pacific off the coast of Huntington Beach. So it's shut down the beaches. It's hitting the environment. It's nasty stuff. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody in the oil industry wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that anywhere because it stirs up more than just the oil. Lots of problems and lots of arguments about what do we do, where are we headed, what about offshore drilling, and we go round and round in that circle again, right? And when were they notified? I guess they were notified Friday, late Friday, that there was an oil sheen at the site of the spill. So there you go. And there's still questions. I mean, they have to figure out more about the spill and really nail it down to make sure, you know, looking at when inspections were and, you know, all that stuff. It's just that gobby oil that is so bloody awful. And there was a surfer that was Saturday up early, I guess, and that's when they go, trying to catch some big waves. And I guess he found himself caught in that spill when he arrived at a jetty near Newport Beach, and not even Huntington. And he saw a lifeguard kind of talking to other surfers, but he didn't think it had anything to do with him. He heard sirens, and then he got out of the water. Whoops! Oh, he looked down at his hand, and he saw oil all over his hand and realized, holy crap! This is an oil spill. So he just washed the oil away, and luckily he was wearing a full wetsuit. So the wetsuit's trashed, but at least it protected him. The surfboard had oil all over it and whatnot, and not realizing. So he just went, got alcohol in a rubbing alcohol, washed off all the oil and trashed the wetsuit. And, you know, there you have it. You know, just sad to see what happens, though, with the dolphins and the birds and all that kind of thing. All right, so let's dive into another direction. This one is from Alan, who is listening to us in New Orleans. Hey, Kate, I have lived in New Orleans. I have lived in Baton Rouge. I've been a Louisiana resident my whole life. And I think you're so right when you talk about people appreciating the great state of Louisiana and our biggest city, New Orleans, and the culture and the French architect and everything else in between, and the food and the festivals and the attractions. And thank goodness New Orleans is really doing its best to bounce back. Ida didn't do us any favors, though. There are still so many people that are trying to rebuild. It really is about that, because a lot was trashed more than you could probably know because of the water and then the trash that accumulated and other things that happened because of Ida. But it's a resilient place, so we appreciate when you put your arms around us and mention us, and thank you so much for doing that, because lots of people are listening to you down here and they're paying attention to what you're saying as far as pinpointing where people need help and et cetera. Well, yeah, and you know what? It's moving around to different neighborhoods, right? Like Slidell got hit really badly. So you just go down the road a piece, as they say, on the other side of Lake Pontchartrain, right from the city of New Orleans. And over there, you'll see that some people really had a lot of damages, where so many houses were just demolished by the water. And there's total rebuilds. I mean, that's the thing that happens. So those are the things that you deal with, right? And I think that it is a resilient city, absolutely, with the French Quarter and the city parks and Jackson Square and then the rest of Louisiana. But, you know, there still is the cleanup. That's it. I mean, that's what you got. You got the cleanup. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Michael. And Michael says, Kate, I've been listening to the show probably for about a couple years now. What do you make of the whistleblower? You know, it's always interesting to me. I think it's, in this case, I think it's good that she talked about what was happening at Facebook, because if they're saying one thing and other things are happening, and even if it isn't malevolent at that sort of level, as I was listening to her on her 60 Minutes piece, what is the point of social media if people are killing themselves and trying to keep up with whatever they think the image is on social media, and they're addicted to it like crack? I think social media can be really, really good, but there has to be parameters. But how do you police individuals on what they're doing on Facebook and how much engagement that they put into Facebook? And let's face it, it is a very, very big business tool for so many people, and it's pretty attractive because so much of what you put on there would be free or would be a fraction of the cost, and you would hit the target audience. So I know for a fact that some of my buddies have had really big groups that have gone into fishing clubs and other things they created where it's been beneficial to them, but it's toxic to other people. And how do you police people? Well, yeah, that is the question, right? Personal responsibility. Haven't we just gone through all of this about you can't tell people what to do? So, yeah, this 37-year-old, Frances Hagen, was a Facebook product manager. She worked specifically on civic integrity issues at the company. And so the questions that she got from that Commerce Subcommittee about what Facebook owned Instagram knew about its effects on young users was among the things that they talked about. And she says she believed that the products harm children. They stoke division and they weaken the democracy. I think I already said that. And that congressional action is needed. What kind of congressional action do you believe they're going to take? And then would that be across the board on all apps? Would that be across the board on social media? What kind of regulation are you talking about if you want Facebook to get involved in that? But Facebook had a statement where they tried to kind of discredit her a little bit. They said, today a Senate Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing with a former product manager at Facebook who worked for the company for less than 2 years, had no direct reports, never attended a decision point meeting with C-level execs, and testified more than six times to not working on the subject matter in question. That was tweeted by a spokesperson and said, we don't agree with her characterization of the many issues she testified about. Despite all this, we agree on one thing. It's time to begin to create standard rules for the Internet. So there you go. There aren't any standard rules for the Internet. It is like the Wild West period for anyone. So maybe those days are going to slip away. And some people won't like that that's going to slip away, because then what does that mean? Who decides what kind of regulation and what are we talking about? I go back again to personal responsibility. All right, here's one last one I think that we can squeeze in here. All right, this one is from Jack, who says, Katie Kate, I've listened to you off and on. I try to listen to you whenever I can. It's just that I have a difficult schedule. And this Gabby Petito, if I were her parents, I would just be furious about what's happening with this Brian Laundrie and his parents and whatever is going on there, that, oh, he suddenly disappeared. Didn't they think it was odd that she wasn't with him? There are a lot of things in that case that don't add up, but there sure are a lot of people that are talking about it. And I think part of that is because of seeing her crying and seeing that all over the place and realizing that they were together tripping around the country, and then all of a sudden she wasn't there. And I believe that that makes people, hits them close to home, that makes people think about their own daughters or granddaughters or females in their family and the vulnerability when somebody looks or seems like a nice guy and what could possibly happen. And I'm not saying that he was the one that killed her, but it sure doesn't look good. All right, on that note, I agree with you. It sure doesn't look good, and thanks for listening. So 24/7, you can flip me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tail end of the hour, so what's on tap? That's this segment, and what's on tap is a couple of things. Is an explanation from Facebook, not so much with the whistleblower, because they responded to that, but the six-hour global outage, people were wondering, well, what's up with that? So what's on tap with that? Is that they have released more details about the technical error that led to that outage that left billions of users off the world's largest social network and other apps. And it was released by their VP of infrastructure on Tuesday in a blog post that it was caused not by malicious activity but by an error of our own making. And they said specifically it happened when an engineer doing a routine maintenance work issued a command and that unintentionally took down all the connections in the backbone network that disconnected Facebook data centers globally. And the systems are designed to audit commands like those to prevent mistakes, but a bug in the audit tool didn't properly stop the command and it caused a complete disconnection of the server connections between the data centers and the internet, and that total loss of connection caused a second issue that made things worse. Wow. So a day after the outage that sent people trying to figure out what is going on, And that explanation about the bug and the background and the system and everything. Bottom line is, whose head do you think is going to roll for that one? Whoops. It's kind of like I pulled the plug out and I shouldn't have. Something happened there, and I'm just not quite sure why that happened. I mean, they gave us the technical explanation, but somebody physically did that, and I can just imagine the mea culpas. I mean, what do you say when you take down and lose money for the behemoth on the internet that people wake up to, that people are all over all day long? All right, what else is on tap? How about a Matt Gaetz associate asking to delay sentencing, and he's cooperating with the federal investigation? I mean, this has not gone away, just in case you thought it might go away. So what's the scoop on that? A lawyer for Joel Greenberg, the former Florida tax collector who has close ties to Congressman Matt Gaetz, has asked a federal judge to, yeah, in fact, not do the sentencing for a second time because he's given the feds more juice. Greenberg is currently scheduled to be sentenced on November 18th after a judge granted the previous request to reschedule it, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is he did put out a guilty plea when he was in court, and it came after he struck a deal with the feds to avoid some of the other 33 charges he faced, which ranged from identity theft to fraud and bribery allegations. So as part of the plea agreement, he agreed to give substantial assistance to prosecutors for their investigation. So now I've said that a couple times, and that basically tells us nothing. It's a spider web. And is Matt Gaetz caught in that spider web or not? Or does he get away from that spider web? Gaetz has denied all allegations against him, and he hasn't been charged with any crime. So the feds are still examining whether he broke federal sex trafficking, prostitution, and public corruption laws, and whether he had sex with a minor, supposedly. They're also looking at whether Gaetz or his associates engaged in obstruction of justice. So that's where they're at on that one. Usually when they have the goods and they can nail it shut, that's it. That's what they're doing. Boom. But if they don't, then it kind of drags on a little bit, and there is this speculation as to what could possibly happen. And this is a coin flip. They would have to. I mean, what is the associate saying? What is he giving up that's so juicy that they're going to keep pushing the sentencing and he's going to get a lighter sentence? You know, that's what that's about. And what is he? So, in fact, will he get a lighter sentence? He would have to have something on. He'd have to be offering something on Gaetz, because I can't understand why otherwise they would care and piddle around with that. I don't think that they would do that or not. All right, the debt ceiling drama is in full swing. So Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned on Tuesday that action has to be taken to avert this. It's not too late. We're getting close. Key deadline, October 18th. October 18th is not set in stone, though. It's more of a best guess estimate of when the money would run out. You know, when you're trying to figure out, well, if I don't order that extra pizza, I can pay the electric bill so the lights will still be on. Democrats and Republicans are at an impasse on how to resolve the issue. Republicans insist the Democrats who control both chambers of Congress and the White House should act alone, using a process known as budget reconciliation, which can pass on the current Democratic majority alone. Democratic leaders argue that raising the debt limit is a shared bipartisan responsibility, and so far have described the use of reconciliation as a non-starter, that it would be unwieldy, time-consuming, and the risks are too high. So why do you care? I always say, ultimately, it comes back to you. If you're listening to me in Tucson, Arizona, if you're listening to me in any place in Louisiana, Lake Charles, New Orleans, Slidell, wherever, Los Angeles, you're listening in Oklahoma City, West Virginia, Connecticut, you know, many of our great affiliates, Wisconsin, Nearly 50 million seniors, maybe you fall into this category, could face Social Security payment delays if the debt ceiling isn't raised. Some people need that Social Security to make those ends meet. It's part of the process. It's part of what they count on, right? So financially, for some, paychecks to federal workers, you know, there's no IOUs in the mortgage business, not really. Medicare benefits, military salaries, tax refunds. I know people that haven't gotten their refunds. So that's something that people count on. You pay, you pay, you pay, you expect the refund, but some people still haven't even gotten their refund. So certainly that's not good. So that's what's on tap, the debt ceiling, October 18th. No fooling. Let's see what happens, what ultimately is decided. There still is some time, but you know how time flies, especially when you're having a good time. And all you're talking about on the Hill is this. And one senator is blaming another senator. And one congressperson is blaming another congressperson. I mean, it's the same old, it is. I wish I had a magic wand and I could wave it over the heads of the people that represent us and tell them to get it together and figure out what can you do? Is there any middle ground here? And if there's not, figure it out. And what does it specifically mean? It's just a shell game. And that's what it is. It's a shell game. And the president says he can't guarantee debt ceiling lift because of the dangerous and disgraceful Republican opposition is what he's saying. I mean, this is his agenda. I mean, this is, he's, of all the things that have happened under Biden, and if you want to call it a report card for any president, this is a real reckoning on his agenda. Because this is big. First of all, the infrastructure plan, huge, because that was one of the things that was constantly talked about. And, of course, the whole debt ceiling thing is very big as well. So there's some deadlines that are coming up here. And what will happen with the deadlines? I mean, probably the best day for Joe Biden was on Wednesday night when he made a little appearance at the last week at the annual congressional baseball game. But that's just kind of a goodwill thing. Is there going to be any sweeping $3.5 trillion bill? I don't think so, because they'd have to revise a few things that are in that bill. All right, music means I'm out of here for this hour. Anyway, thanks for listening. Remember, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in like that.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.